This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Senior American officials are painting a very different picture of the United States' last days in Afghanistan and the rush to evacuate more than 124,000 civilians, described by U.S. President Joe Biden as an extraordinary success, while describing the 18-day airlift as heroic and the largest in U.S. history. The officials also talked about their pain, anger, and regret over the Afghans left behind, including many who had qualified for U.S. special immigrant visas. The Pentagon announcing Wednesday the U.S. and its coalition partners had evacuated a total of 124,334 civilians from Afghanistan, including almost 6,000 Americans. A State Department spokesperson said there are between 100 and 200 U.S. citizens still in Afghanistan. Spokesman said, when there are options available for those who still want to leave, we will communicate directly to them, personalized instructions on what they should do. U.S. military officials said crews are still searching for five sailors missing a day after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed in the ocean off Southern California near an aircraft carrier. One sailor rescued after the crash, said to be in stable condition at a local hospital, according to the Navy's Pacific Fleet. Also injured were five sailors who were on board the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, where the helicopter was operating on the deck before the crash occurred. The statement did not say how the crash off San Diego happened, but the fact the sailors aboard the carrier were injured raised questions about whether the helicopter or parts of it hit the aircraft carrier. For more news, VOAnews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.